Passover is like when I think the evil forces passed over the houses of the Jews. Because one of the last bad things that were to happen to Egyptians if they didn't let the people go is that your firstborn male is to...
Like, that's an interesting, dark, mature story.
Yeah.
That's why Christians are all... We believe in Santa Claus and the reindeers and...
Christians believe in Moses too.
But it's almost like, you know, like in Seinfeld, there's like guest stars. Moses is a guest star in Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld,
Yeah.
He's Santa Jesus. Claus.
He's Santa
or
Claus.
Jesus. Maybe like Moses is like Newman.
Hey everybody, welcome. Look who's sitting down again.
Yeah.
By the way, we didn't do it because people asked us to sit down. We're just...
Yeah, we did it because we're getting old and...
Getting old, and Gabe is a member of the LGBTQ, and we love the LGBTQ here at the Goodnight Podcast.
I feel like standing up, we were kind of like all the clips were us sideways. There was no, like, face on
clip. Yeah, it would be better if we had a couple of cameras, but, you know.
But also, where would we stick them?
We would stick them. We would stick them. we would stick them, Gabe. That's not an excuse. Yeah. Where we would stick them.
Get a GoPro.
yeah. We would stick them on, like, we do in the car. If we're able to. Why am I talking like Jimmy from Melrose? Listen, bro. Hey, listen. We would stick them where we need to stick them, bro.
Gambagoo.
Hey. I'm happy to see you, buddy.
Yeah. I had funny. I had the dentist today. I went to the dentist today. Yeah. I was walking in the dentist. It was a beautiful day. It was 20 degrees. I was
really
walking
today.
It was beautiful. Hot. Oh, wow. It was like the hottest day of the year so far. Huh. So I'm walking down to the dentist. It's Passover.
Yeah.
It's Passover. Is it Passover?
Yeah, it started yesterday night.
Okay. All the Jewish people are out in my neighborhood. They're all dressed up to the gills. You know, they're dressed up like crazy. And I'm walking across the road because I wanted to get on the sunnier side of the road. I was walking down a side street in Mile End. And this Jewish man went like this. I was like, okay, I took out my headphones, and he's like, do you have a minute? And I'm like, yeah, I have a minute. And I was like, okay, well, and he's like, can you turn something on for me? And I'm thinking, and I'm like, what the hell? Turn something?
Yeah.
I'm like, turn something on. At first, in my head, I'm like, turn something on. Who's the turn?
You're
someone?
A Shabbat goy or something.
Yeah. And then he's like, and I asked, probably
my wife.
Yeah, to my wife.
Can you turn on my wife?
I asked him four times what he was talking about. He was like, there's something in my house I need you to turn on. I'm like, okay, what? My stove needs to be turned on. And I'm like, excuse me? He said, can you come in my house? I'm like, what? And then he's like, then he explained to me the whole history and religion. He explained to me everything.
4,000 years ago, there was a guy named Moses. Yeah. He got us out of a desert. Now we're Jewish. And now I need someone to turn on my oven.
Yeah. And so I'm like, oh, sure. I was so excited. I go in the house.
You went to the house?
Inside the beautiful apartment. I was like, you go down the Mile End. I've been in Mile End apartments that belong to white people.
Yeah.
Garbage. Disgusting. Ugly. They're all stoners. Smells like beautiful. It's like I walked into, like, you know, in Home Alone, it's like, maybe not home, it's Christmas time, but like, it's beautiful. It's like amazing. Yeah. It's like beautiful wood floors, a staircase in the apartment building.
Yeah.
Like, just for them, it's so they must own the whole tall building.
The whole triplex.
Their one house. And I'm like, oh my God. And then you go in, and it's like, you can tell this is like the older part of the house that they haven't changed. It's like the kitchen area. It was all kind of like...
They have two kitchens usually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have one for like meat. Uh-huh. If they're rich, usually they have like one for meat and one for dairy.
Okay, I didn't know that. Okay, so I go in, and then this lady, she told me what to do on her stove. And I went click, 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 and I went like this. And she's like, okay. She's like, all right, that's it for now. I'm like, oh, thank you. I said, I was like, okay, I'll come by later. She laughed. And I left.
You made a Jewish person laugh.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
Spreading joy and love. This is nice.
And then I felt like there was a son there. He was kind of like a little bit antagonistic. He went, hello. I was like, hi.
Say that again.
He was a little, like, there was a son there. He was like maybe like 25.
Okay.
He was a little antagonistic. Yeah. Like, he was trying to be like kind of a smart ass. He was like, hello. I'm like, hi. I don't know if that's just their attitude. And then when I was leaving, he said, may God bless you. And I'm like, you too, guys. Then the dad was all nice. But I was like, why is he?
Well, he's young.
Yeah, he was such an
ego.
Listen,
Jews they're not well treated lately.
It's true.
In North America. So he was worried.
Love Jews now.
Love Jews. Welcome to the welcome to the clan.
I used to be
empathetic. And this is how we become famous, guys. That's it. We said the secret words.
I used to be empathetic towards Palestinian people. Not anymore.
You can be both. I assure you.
No, I am both.
You can have you can have humanity for both.
Just let's wait till a Palestinian invites me over, and I'll stir their pot.
That's nice. And I'm kind of jealous. I never got offered this.
I've never been. Usually when people stop me, it's always something annoying. It's like, can you help me? Yeah.
Like, come to my house.
And yeah, and just do the most simplest thing. Yeah.
But
yeah.
What day was it?
Today.
Today, okay. I thought it was only during Shabbat that they need someone. I didn't know it was Passover.
I had no idea either.
So Shabbat is like, they're not allowed to use electronics or electricity
after
or
sundown,
whatever.
Right?
Exactly. Okay. On Friday till Saturday. Mm-hmm. So usually they I forgot the name. I think it's called a Shabbat Goy, but I'm not sure. And basically they need a person who's not Jewish, who gets invited. Who could who do these things? There's a French comedian who was asked to do this, and he has like a 10-minute bit about it. So this,
really?
You see what you just experienced?
Yeah,
that's an interesting thing to talk about.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. I remember I have like a memory long time ago. I was in the hospital. I think I was like I broke my arm or something, broke my leg, and my cousin also happened to be in the hospital because he had like he was very young. He was like and he had like a fever, and so his dad brought him. So I'm sitting in the waiting room. I'm all like broken up. And there's this Hasidic Jewish man with his little son. He's like maybe 5-year-old son. We're both at the children's hospital. And then must have been a Shabbat or something because like the father was asked my uncle. He was like, who, by the way, my uncle does not like Jewish people. He's not a good guy. And he asked my uncle if this water fountain is run by electricity. Whoa. And he lied to him. He said no. So he can break his own rules. And he went looked at me and he was like and I'm like I was like a little kid. I was like, huh?
I don't understand.
I don't understand this. Only till today I understood. Now I'm joking.
Now you understand that your uncle.
Yeah.
Well, listen, this is if anti-Semitism was limited to guys lying about if something's run on electricity,
this
world would be amazing.
Yeah, not so bad.
Okay, like hee hee, like you pulled a trick on him. Yeah. This the world would be great, but unfortunately, it's more than that.
No, yeah, yeah.
So funny. I, you know me. I've tried to fight hate with love. Mm-hmm. So every time there's a Jewish holiday, I always message every single Jewish person I know, wishing them a happy holiday, because in my mind, they need to know. Listen. Your identity is loved in this world. Do not believe the news or whatever. We're all brothers, right? But I meet new Jewish people, and it's always the same thing. Like, hey, happy Passover. Like, to say to a new Jewish person. Mm-hmm. I did it, you know, a couple of days ago. And they're
very
like,
nice. Yeah.
Are you Jewish? I'm like, no. But then I have to explain a bit my life history.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
And they're like, all right. There's always a little doubt the first couple of years, and then they become friends. Which is understandable.
No. I get that. Like, if someone was like, I don't know where they knew my name day. Yeah. They're like, how do you know my name day? That's such a. You'd be like, you stalking my mom's Facebook page? Only she knows.
Yeah, so happy Passover. Do you know what is Passover?
Is that. Okay, let me guess. Is that. So I did watch the movie. It was called The Last Emperor or something. It was like an old 90s Disney movie, and it was all based on Let My People
Moses.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then he was an Egyptian, right?
He was an Egyptian?
Prince of Egypt. Movie was called.
Yeah, the Prince of Egypt, yeah.
So he was in Egypt, and then there was the pyramids, and then there was the emperor, and the emperor, what's his name? Moses. Moses was like, I'm Jewish, and you guys are Egyptian. I am the king of the Jewish people, and you guys enslaved my people.
And you're a false god.
You're a false deity or whatever, and now so I need to take my people back. And he said, hell no. Mm-hmm. Hell no.
Yeah, it wasn't a musical, but isn't it crazy that they made a musical out of a prophet?
And then they did all the things, the Passover, the what's it called, the locusts, and then the bloody river. And then the ghost came and firstborn son of each.
So the Passover is like when I think the evil forces passed over the houses of the Jews, because one of the last thing I forgot the name. The last bad things that were to happen to Egyptians if they didn't let the people go is that your firstborn male, I believe, is to...
Wow.
And to protect the Jewish people, you had to put blood, I think, on your door.
Oh, sheep's goat blood or something.
Goat blood on the door.
On
the door.
Interesting.
So that when the evil ghost would come and... He would pass over these houses. So that's why what they celebrate... it's all about freedom.
Christians,
it's a very interesting story.
Like, that's an interesting, dark, mature story.
Yeah.
That's why Christians are all... We believe in Santa Claus and the reindeers.
But this is modern. This is America. This is MTV Christmas, bro. Christians believe in Moses too. It's part of
Oh yeah, but but it's almost like you know, like in Curb Enthusiasm, there's like the side character, or like in Seinfeld, there's like the guest stars.
It's
Moses is a guest star in Seinfeld. Jerry Springer, not Jerry Springer, Jerry Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, yeah.
Is Santa Jesus. Claus he's Santa or Jesus?
Jesus, yeah. And not then, even no, it's Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
Yeah, and then maybe like Moses is like Newman.
well. It's interesting. Since we're gonna, this conversation is so interesting for me. It's when I learned about Moses and the whole thing that happened, that Moses, what God did to the Egyptians, it was the first time that I discovered, oh, God is like, he's a
mm-hmm.
Like, he kills people and everyone, like, okay, no one, we fill this river with blood and no one can drink water.
Wow.
And then, okay, well, it's the bugs that eat all the food. Yeah. I'm like, oh, oh man. And then he firstborn child. And then, you know, he opens the river.
Yes.
So they can cross. And then the water goes down. And all these people are like, oh, God wow. is not a loving, all love. He's like, no, God no. is business sometimes.
Yeah.
God needs business. Anyways, in religion, God means business. I'm like, mm-hmm. hey, sometimes when you need to,
yeah, you need,
we need to slap, God is there.
Little spanking.
Too. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. That is wild. Yeah. No, that is crazy. Yeah. I don't know. Is it only in the Old Testament God is a badass? New Testament takes a backseat a little bit, doesn't he?
I don't know enough to. I don't remember any stories of the. I know Noah, he most of the people, and
oh,
then
wow.
Sodom and
yeah,
Gomorrah.
That's old,
but that's
yeah.
also Old Testament.
Yeah, it's Old Testament.
New Testament
is Jesus Christ.
Just with Jesus. Yeah, Jesus is more friendly.
Yeah, I think, you know,
I think he got angry once or twice.
Yeah, they made like a little bit of earthquake.
Oh yeah,
I think like when Jesus got like stabbed,
yeah,
the earth shook, ooh. And people fell in the rocks.
Really?
Oh, I didn't. In the know. Movie I saw, I don't know which movie. Yeah. Which one?
Well, I mean, it's all science fiction, but it's you know, it's all yeah, it's not science fiction. What do you call it?
Fantasy,
like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I always say, whether Jesus is right or wrong, because in my opinion, he's the coolest guy in all these stories.
Oh yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus. Okay. I really think. Just the idea as a character, a human, like someone, even if, let's say Jesus didn't exist, that someone is able to create a character
yeah.
of Jesus who solves all problems mostly with love
yeah.
and understanding and compassion and empathy and whatever. Ooh. Just the idea of like someone thought of this character. It's like Gollum. Someone invented Gollum.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of a Gollum was invented, you know, the you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a,
yeah, yeah, like an archetype. Like,
an archetype. Someone invented the archetype mm-hmm. of Jesus. I think that just that creation is quite.
There's a lot of like Jesus archetypes in
yeah.
like cinema. Like I think who the hell? I think one of the biggest ones is Rocky.
Rocky's Jesus.
Rocky is supposed to be like a Jesus like archetype, but like in a boxing boxing because he's like an older right. He's kind of like a. I think Rocky was older and he was kind of I can't remember. I can't really remember Rocky that well, but yeah, I do love Rocky though.
Dude, talking about movies, I took the weekend off. Uh-huh. I said, I'm like, I don't want to work. I just had shows. I just needed a couple of days off. So I decided to watch all of the Godfathers.
Oh, really?
Back to back.
Damn.
I watched Thursday, I watched Godfather 1, Friday, cool. Godfather 2, Saturday, Godfather 3. And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Best movies ever, man.
Yeah?
Oh, my God.
I do love
There's
Godfather.
There's nothing I would change about all these movies. Mm-hmm. People say that...
the third one's weird.
The third one is fantastic. I don't
oh,
care.
Oh, really?
I don't care what people say because Andy Garcia is one of the hottest human
really?
Beings.
Really?
Andy Garcia...
Is that Charlie Sheen's brother?
I don't know.
No, that's no. Emilio Estevez.
That would be funny. Emilio Estevez was in Godfather. He's so hot, dude. I have literally a photo of him on my phone. That's how
what?
Hot he is. He's so hot that I took like an image so I could tell you to fix your hair like him.
Oh, really?
Because you kind of have similar hair than him.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Google
I'm not
Andy
sure
Garcia
how to fix
right
my
now.
Hair. Okay.
Wavy hair. Andy Garcia, Godfather. Dude. Holy
Andy
macaroni.
Garcia.
Like, I put them. He's like Italian Brad Pitt.
Godfather.
See, no, he's old.
What is that?
Look, not like this. This is he slicked it up for the role. Look at this. This photo is saved on my phone.
Wow.
You should tell your mom, first of all, come looking at this photo and then make me look like this.
That is pretty good. That is, okay, dude.
Wow.
This is 90s, right?
1990, yeah.
This is like the 90s style with the hair.
Get out of here. This is
no,
eternal,
but this is great,
bro.
Though. No, no, I know. But this
you
was.
You could pull this
like,
off.
Like, even the suit is very. It's very. I love it. I
Guys,
love the colors.
Imagine Gabe.
I don't know if I could pull that off. My head isn't as, like, long as his.
It's just you're still a bit chubby. Yeah. So once you lose like another 25
the thing is,
pounds.
I was talking about like my cheeks,
hey,
right?
Look at his cheeks. He's got big cheeks.
Does he?
Come on, be Andy Garcia.
I have like, I keep thinking, oh, I have big cheeks. And I touch them. I'm like, no, this is bone.
This is bone. It's okay.
I have bones too.
It's okay. Oh, everyone has bones. We have high cheekbones. This is good. Girls like that. Apparently.
Okay.
I don't know. So, anyways, Godfather, what a beautiful series, dude. I literally had tears in my eyes. When you watch them all together, I noticed a couple of things that today would not fly.
Okay.
First of all, I watch what? It's 12 hours of Godfather. I think there's only one pair of titties in the whole series. They're the best titties I've seen on TV ever. It's his first wife. When Al Pacino, Michael Corleone, goes hiding in Italy, he falls in love with a beautiful Paisan woman. And then he flirts with her, and then they get married. And on their honeymoon, all you see is the girl approaching, and she just undresses. And you just see her perfectly beautiful 18-year-old.
Oh, wow.
It's a very beautiful scene. I'm like, that's odd. Like, she got hired for her.
Yeah.
There's no way she was not hired other than for her tits. Second thing I noticed, this is quite hilarious.
Okay.
So, if you remember, I don't know if you remember, the whole subplot of Godfather 3 is that Vinnie Mancini, played by Andy Garcia, falls in love with the daughter of Michael Corleone, who happens to be his cousin.
Yeah, right? Aren't they related?
They're cousins.
That's so...
And the whole...
But that's a very Italian thing. Apparently,
fall in love with your cousin?
Italians, they marry their cousins.
I mean, Arabs marry their cousins too.
Okay.
Here's the funny part about it. In the movie, everyone say it's taboo. You shouldn't... The Michael Corleone goes, hey, please don't have bang bang with your cousin. His friend's like, bro, she's your cousin. Their whole dialogue is flirtatious. Like, hola, hey, cuz. How are you, cuz? You have beautiful hair, cuz. Hey, cugina, cugina.
Oh,
they're like, let me make you pasta with your cugina. And they're touching each other. And the dialogue, of the idea of always recalling that she's her cousin, or she's his cousin, and he's her cousin, it's so... modern stepson, stepdaughter porn. You know, when you watch porn now, hey, stepmom, oh my God, I'm
rated.
Your stepson. How could you?
Yeah.
Just they keep reminding stepson, stepdaughter. It's the same thing. Oh, cugina, you have beautiful hair. Cousin, oh, cuz, hey, cuz. Oh, cuz, wow, I love you, cuz. Ooh, it's hilarious.
I never watched The Godfather 3.
You never did?
No, never did.
The end scene is quite beautiful, and there's a lot of beautiful dialogue. Dude,
is it really good? Jeez. Yeah, I never
You have to watch it. It's people say it's the worst. I think it's very interesting. Plus, I like they say they didn't like the fact that they hired the daughter of the director,
Sofia
Coppola.
Vergara. Oh yeah, Coppola.
Sofia Coppola. I think she does a great job.
She is a great film director.
Yeah.
Do you know what movie she made?
No.
Lost in Translation.
Really?
She wrote and directed that with Bill Murray.
Good job, lady.
Really good.
I think she was great in that movie.
Oh, really?
Because she had to play the daughter of a really, really successful man. So she's a bit ditzy. She's not really fully there. And Coppola probably went, oh, I'm a famous famous, rich, powerful person.
Yeah.
She's exactly what she needs to be. The daughter of a famous, rich, powerful person.
Yeah.
So she just plays herself.
Coppola is really, not that he's fallen off or anything, but he's... can't get a movie made.
I never heard of any movie he made other than The Godfather.
He made, what's the one where they're in the...
Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah, Dude, Where's My Car and Austin Powers.
Dude.
One where, the Vietnam one with the guy that played The Godfather. What's his name? Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando?
The one where they're like...
Deer Hunter? No, not Deer Hunter. Apocalypse Now.
He directed
Apocalypse. It's a great movie, Apocalypse Now.
It's a great movie,
I love the smell of... I think that's from this movie. I love the
smell of
the agent or napalm in the morning.
That's... he's a famous
Dude,
actor, too.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy I got to watch him all. Plus, I watched him like on my laptop with earphones. I was just fully in the movie. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. So, I was Thursday, Friday. It's a four or five-hour movie. So, it takes most of your day. I was watching this, and on Saturday, I had a show for a bunch of Italians.
I did a comedy
show in front of 150
You're
Italians.
More, technically, more Italian than them.
I just watched them. The men were dressed with the suits they wore in the 90s. The women were all, like, deformed. just with like glittery dresses, but they're all they're humans, you know.
Yeah,
they're,
no, that's
I'm not saying I'm in great shape, by the way. I just want to point it out. It was they didn't all love me. It was fun.
That's awesome, dude. That's so.
I kept picking on a lady who clearly wanted attention, mm-hmm. and I'm filming my set. I'm doing some naughty joke, like sex jokes about her, and I see from the back, right? So I just see like the darkness of the crowd. Uh-huh. I just see a hand going up like this.
Why? They're like,
I think I made like a coming on her. You know me, yeah, I'm a very dirty guy.
Oh, that's awesome.
And like, because I had to get them. The host was doing crowd work and he was with crowd work. So I'm like, I can't just go and do my materials. Yeah. I had to like,
yeah, finagle it.
I have to finagle in so that they laugh. And because they're like all 40s and 50s and 60s. So they have. After laughing for 3 minutes, they have no more energy.
Yeah. Oh,
so I'm like, so I had to trick them into thinking they have energy by including them in my jokes. Oh, it was an old Italian guy. The whole show, he's sitting like this. He's like, I'm like, sir, I know you want to go home and your own toilet. You don't want to be here.
No.
You haven't worn pants after 8 p.m. since like your daughter's wedding.
That's
the
hilarious.
Belt is like just, and he's like, I just want to go fart. And then I started farting. and then the crowd is just, it's crazy how fart sounds. Are internationally known and
internationally
loved.
Internationally Italian.
To any open micers listening to this, just endow fart. Just go, just fart. Just fart.
Don't be above it.
I give it to you. I give it to you. Yeah. It's a present
don't
to you.
Don't be above it.
I give it to you. Just.
Whatever. I did the Art of Love on Friday, and on Saturday, so Claire's starting her new job, right?
Yeah.
We're like, let's go away for a day or a night. Let's go away for a night. We're like, where are we going to go? We're looking. There's like nothing around Montreal. We're like, well, we've been there. And we're like, how about this? Like, she's never been to Ottawa.
Oh.
So we went to Ottawa for the day.
Wow.
And the night. And I got to say, beautiful. Ottawa is awesome.
Oh, 100%.
Ottawa is so much fun. I thought Ottawa, everyone makes fun of Ottawa. Everyone's like, it's boring. There's nothing to do. Dude, I had so much fun in Ottawa.
Clubs,
there was so
parties,
much to do. Everyone was
bars.
Like, there's so many young people. Everyone's like, everywhere you go, there's like, it's filled with people all having a good time, you know? And it's not like, it's you know how like I feel like Montreal's like nightlife very condensed on like one road. It's like two roads that are like super so you go down and it's like crazy.
Yeah.
Here it's like spread out, so
over
it's
there.
Like it's all like evenly spread. Yeah. There's like oh there's a party place there and then like oh there's a little place.
They have also a downtown where it's like concentrated
so
party.
I
give it to you, man. Ottawa is a great fun city. Here's why people mock it, because Montreal is close to Ottawa. So people who want to party, like, oh, just go to Montreal. Because Montreal is more vice. You have a lot of sex industry.
Yes.
There's, French Canadian women who have
morals.
Who with low morals, exactly.
Yeah.
High skirts and low morals, you know. High heels and low morals. This is how. So they're all like, those French Canadian girls, they do all the naughty stuff. Mm. So Montreal has a sexy city. Ottawa's like, hey, how you doing, bud?
It is like that. It was everyone was so friendly, and they're like, everyone's you're walking down the road, giving it was very
everyone's doing high five.
Everyone was high fiving everybody. It felt like
Ottawa. Hey, God,
I was like, woohoo!
Where did you take her? Where did you take her in Ottawa?
We went down this road called Elgin Street. You know, like the diner.
Yeah.
So we met one of her friends that they used to work at the lab together.
Yeah.
And so we just went to the diner for breakfast. It was great, nice breakfast. And then we went. He showed us around Ottawa. He brought us to the Parliament. The last time I've been in the Parliament, I think I was like 5 years old. Yeah. So I was walking around. And then we walked around some more. And
you went up the thing. You can go up next to the Parliament and you can see like the river.
Yeah, I did that.
Nice.
Yeah. We went
a couple of statues. I think Queen Victoria.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Did you go to the any museums? Ottawa has beautiful museums.
We walked into one. We didn't really go because we had a night
and
we just had like a huge like breakfast and then we just walked around.
I think
for
there's
all.
Like Canadian history, the History Museum.
Uh-huh.
Musée de l'Histoire, I think. And there's a couple of good museums in Ottawa. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Dude, Ottawa is gorgeous. Downtown Ottawa, all these tall, beautiful government buildings.
Yeah, it was
cool.
And it's even like a little bit outside. It's all like funky and fun. And there's all these restaurants everywhere.
Yeah. And they have a hipster.
Yeah.
It's a burgeoning hipster area.
It's cool. I mean, hey, man. Like one day, you know, if I'm 55 years old.
55? Howard is like, Amory, you should move to Ottawa. The owner of Yuck Yucks is like, we're doing Montreal. Everyone's a hack. You leave Montreal. There's no growth. It sucks. Come to Ottawa.
But isn't everybody moving to Montreal from Ottawa?
I don't know. I'm not going to move there. I can't.
Yeah, I think it's also more expensive. It's it's like it's in between Toronto and Montreal places, right?
So Yeah, exactly. Yeah. People, so, my brother lives in Gatineau, which is cheaper but still expensive.
Yeah.
But I go there. That's why I go there once a month. Because that crowd, auto crowds are so fun. They have a fun life. They have a retirement. They don't worry about retirement or anything. You know? They pay less gas because Ottawa.
Yeah, and also
versus Gatineau.
Even like the
girls are hot also in Ottawa. Girls are hot in Ottawa, bro. Because it's like there's like 3-4 universities there. Thank you for coming to the show, guys. And it's just party central, man.
We went to one bar. So after we decided not to eat right away because usually we eat. It's either we eat or we go right to bed, you know. Yeah. So we're like, okay, let's graze. Let's like eat here and there. We go to one bar. Everyone's like already wasted. It's like 8 p.m. I was like, fuck this. And this one, and sorry, what were you gonna
say? I think bars close early there.
At 2?
Yeah.
Not that much early.
No, it's not 3.
We didn't make it till 3. I tell you that. We made it till like midnight.
Well, yeah, you're 40 years old.
Yeah, we did not make it till 3. And so I'm sitting down and then everybody's like yelling. It's almost like I'm in a bar full of crack, but it's a nice bar, but everyone's so wasted. It's 8 p.m. Everyone's like sunburnt and I was like, okay. Then a guy pulls a saxophone. He's playing the saxophone.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was really cool. I've never seen a saxophone that up close. He didn't have that many songs. He just kept on, I swear to God, he kept on playing Pink Panther the whole night in different like the remix version. Then we left that bar finally. We're like, yeah, this bar, we go another bar, we're going a little bar hopping, you know, a little bit of a bar, we come back, the guy's still playing the Pink Panther. Everybody's into it. I don't know. Then we had pizza.
Where did you eat pizza?
Pizza.
Oh, apparently Ottawa is like the shawarma capital of Montreal.
Everything,
Canada.
All the food was closed by the time. And like,
yeah, that's another bad thing about Ottawa. Things closed early.
They have a Boostan, but like it was so expensive. Like, I'm not paying $30 for Boostan.
No, like, they have like Shawarma King.
Yeah, they don't. Shawarma it was all Palace. Closed.
Really?
That's the only one that was open.
Next time, message some of the friends you made in Ottawa. A comedian says, "Hey guys, what's a late night eat?
It's true.
We can go. You know, friends, people like."
I know, but I didn't want to. I can't drink and drive. I don't take like we could have taken an Uber, but we're like in a.
Did you stay in a hotel?
I get it. Oh man, I wish I took pictures. We rented a room. It was like a nice apartment in a nice building. It's like a brand new building in like a really crappy like neighborhood, but it's like it's almost like think of like just crappy building and then like this really nice, and then we had like it was like a 2-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
But it was so cheap. It was like $120 or something.
You had the whole apartment?
Yeah.
Okay, so you didn't rent a room.
Well, we rented like an apartment. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much was that? Wait, through what? Airbnb?
No, booking.com. Also, we were watching, so they had while we're getting ready for the night, I went on that smart TV, that Disney Plus. They had The Simpsons on Disney Plus. I forgot how much I love The Simpsons. I'm obsessed with The Simpsons.
Dude, your whole personality. You are a Simpsons character.
Dude, Claire, we were watching The Simpsons and Claire was like, "You're Homer."
Yeah.
You're 100% Homer.
Your comedy is very Homer-esque.
Even the way like I blame her for things almost cartoonishly sometimes. I'm like, "Why did you take my?" And then we're watching Homer and like there was an episode where Marge becomes like a gambling addict in the episode, and then she finally admits that she's a gambling addict, and they're leaving the episode, and then the whole time Homer was just shoving in her face. It's like, remember the time where I took the car and I crashed it? Well, that's nothing because you have a gambling problem. And Claire was like, "You do that all the time." I'm like, no.
And she kind of looks like Marge.
She kind of looks like
Claire. Kind of looks like Marge. Stall and thin, smarter than her husband.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! You are Holmes. You're gonna you should call your daughters Lisa.
Oh,
Lisa. Lisa is a beautiful.
Lisa's a nice name. Maggie, I like a lot.
Maggie
too.
Is Margaret, which is a beautiful British name.
I hate Bart. Bart, I think, is such a dumb name.
It's Bartholomew. This is Bart comes from Bartholomew.
Bartholomew.
Sorry, I was trying to be intelligent, but that didn't work. Bartholomew.
I hate the name Bart though.
Bart. It's like a burp.
Yeah, it's a shit name.
Bart.
But yeah, that's my Ottawa story. Nothing really.
So cool. It's funny. I was talking with Guillaume yesterday, and I was telling him my philosophy about drinking. Because he went to the bar I really like, right? I told you there's a bar I love, and drinks are like $25 each. I told him, here's my philosophy on drinking. I don't drink. But when I do, I either drink for free because the bartender knows me. I'm performing. It's a place I always go. Or I'm paying $30 a drink.
Okay.
There's no, let's go have a $5 beer. I don't do that.
Okay.
Because if I'm, I either want to drink for free.
Yeah.
Or I want to go to a place where it's like everyone who's here can afford a $25 drink.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's like an atmosphere that I'm looking for.
Okay. You're looking for a place.
Or I'm drinking for free. If drinking for free, freaking, I'll drink behind the toilet seat. Or,
yeah. Okay. I gotcha.
I don't care. If I'm performing, I'm drinking. It's fun. Mm-hmm. That's why it's nice. Like sometimes, you know, on Saturdays I'm performing. The show ended. You know, like I'll have a tequila. You know me. I'll have my tequila and ice.
Tequila soda is nice.
Tequila's just tequila and ice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm so funny when I drink my tequila because sometimes I drink like, oh, this is stuff. So I start eating the ice. Yeah. So I'm like looking cool. Like, ooh, I'm James Bond. Then I'm putting the ice and I'm like, if a girl was watching me right now, she'd be like, what's wrong with this weirdo?
Ruining his teeth.
You come here often?
That's a cool look.
You sure?
Oh, planning. I went to the week before that. We never talked about it. I went to the Queen of the Stone Age concert. Courtesy of my little cousin.
Queen of the Stone Age is what I call you because you're a queen and you look like you're from Stone Age. you're a gay Neanderthal.
My cousin, he was like, hey, I got extra ticket. Do you want to come?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. This is me. Everything is like, I don't know. I don't want to. I just want to do. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go.
Hell yeah.
And I'm like, woo. And we go there. Let's
go.
Oh, my God. And then I show up. My brother's there. My brother's friends there. My cousin. We go to like, okay. So there's, for the Montrealers listening, there's two arenas kind of in the air. There's the Bell Center. Mm-hmm. There's Place Bell. Mm-hmm. This one's at the Place Bell, one in Laval. Yeah. So when's the last time you've been in the Bell Center? The Bell Center, I find, is way too big, way too bloated, way too annoying to get around. It's just like 10,000 floors. Yeah. Place Bell, you go in, you're in. It's the best.
You open the door, the guy, Mr. Queen, is over there.
It's the best. And there's a bar inside the place. Nice. So we go get nachos, we get a beer. We're like, oh my God, this is going to be the best show ever. And then we go... We're standing in line. My cousin has like this plan. He somehow gets to the front because I thought we had like seats like on the side of old people. We had on the mosh floor, pit. the floor. And usually I never get close because I'm always like, and he's like,
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm like, it's scary and stuff. And he's like, no, we're going right. Cause he's a fanatic of this band.
Yeah.
So he went to see them. He went to see them in Ottawa. And then the next day they were in Montreal.
Whoa, so he went to both
concerts. Whoa. So he's getting rocked back and forth. He's obsessed with this band, you know, loves this band. So I'm like, okay, if you really love, because I've seen them already, by the way, in my what's it called, my mythic festival.
I call it your
Renaissance
medieval,
fair.
Medieval Renaissance fair. Yeah.
So I saw them there, but that was like last day of the festival. I just wanted to go home. I was so tired. But then, okay, I had my energy, and then the first band that comes on is, you would love this band, the opening band.
Yeah?
They're called the Struts.
The Struts.
They're like an 80s kind of like glam rock. They're kind of like David, like, you know, like.
Just gay enough.
Yeah. I was about to say super gay, but like.
That's gay. For me, that's gay enough.
Yeah. Like David Bowie's kind of like glam rock era mixed with like hair metal sort of, but it's all like. Like, they're amazing, and, like, they're just, like, the guy's hair had a mullet, but he was from England, and he's all, like...
Oh, I love Twinkie.
He was slightly slightly out of shape. Like, he's been on tour way too long, but he still had all this energy. Oh, and I realized
the way you describe
it. And I realized, like, because I've been, you know, we've been doing shows so much, and we understand the importance of a good opener, right? Mm-hmm. Someone that doesn't really matter because their music is nothing like Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah.
Queens of Stone Age is kind of like groovy, funky, sometimes heavy, sometimes like sometimes poppy, but these guys are like rocking, like they're glam rock, you know? I can't.
Energy.
It was like, and so the whole time they're like, spectacle. Everybody!
Spectacle.
Woo! And so the crowd was so hot by the end of it. They brought them up so high. People were going crazy, going nuts for an opening band. And the Queens of the Stone Age came on. They didn't have to do anything. They just show up and they were like, he just waved. Like, it was amazing. I was like, oh, they did their job so well. Yeah. They, like, rocked it. They rocked it so hard. And then Queens of Stone Age comes on. They play, like, the first song they play is their biggest song. They play...
open with a home run.
What's it called? No One Knows. We got some rules to follow. Those and these.
No one knows.
Yeah, that. And that's like the song everyone knows. And then they play. They're honestly amazing. They're not. I thought they're gonna be like heavy. They're not that. They're more like fun. They're very sexy. It's and he's like a 50-year-old sexy. You would think this guy is hot as hell. White
hair.
White hair, slick back. You know, white like kind of devil beard.
Nice.
And he's like 6'8", and he's like just like strapping tall, dressed like a not like a cool dad rock star.
Ooh.
Like
black. Nice.
Sort of black. It's hard to describe. It's like he had a lot of layers of like ooh. Like a perfectly placed jacket with a perfectly placed shirt.
Leather jacket. Oh, that's sexy.
And then like cool jewelry? Pants. Sort of jewelry. Yeah, he has a silver tooth.
Whoa.
Yeah, because he did like meth for 16 years. But like he said he would responsibly do meth. He would, how would he do it? He would like parachute it. He would like swallow. Like apparently you can like dissolve it. He wouldn't smoke meth. He would just like do it like the healthy way. And so for 16 years, like he was just living his life.
He's like, no, I want to protect my lungs. I need cardio. Yeah. I want to do meth, but I need my cardio.
Apparently
for
it made him like super horny and creative.
Nice. So. Well, I don't know what to do, guys. My next hour is going to be written tomorrow.
He has like these, he's so nat. Like he has these songs where like, it's like these really sexual songs, and he like spits on his guitar and he jacks it off on the crowd and stuff like that.
And all the boys are like, gay, but jack up your guitar and me. Your brother's going, I'm not gay.
And women would throw panties on stage, and then he would put it in his mouth on that. He's so disgusting.
That is my dream. That is my dream, is to have a lady like throw her bra or like flash her on stage. Yeah. That would be, I think, you attain a level of coolness on stage.
Apparently his later concerts, like in Canada, he would say, like, ladies, feminine. I think this is what a quote I read in a comment. He's like, you know what feminism is? It's showing your. And all the women were like, woo! And they just crowd surf like 10, 20, 30 women to the front row. So no one could take, apparently, like the newspaper or whatever couldn't take any photos because it was all.
Audience. Have you ever had anything similar to that? Because you're a performer, you go on stage.
Oh,
because you always say, like, lady, show me your labia. That's literally you say that.
I said flap your labia.
Your labia, sorry.
Oh, man, when was that? I can't remember why I would say that.
Have you ever had anything like that similar on stage?
Oh, no.
Okay, one time.
No.
One time, it happened to me once.
Yeah.
I was performing and I go on stage and I noticed that the two girls in front of me are just gorgeous, just porn star hot. Cleavage. I'm sitting right above them, and I'm like I make a joke about their cleavage because I'm like, I have to get it out of my system. Mm-hmm. And they're like, and then they lose. I'm like, all right, let's go back.
Whoa.
The juice.
What?
Yeah, that's as I'm like. Wow. And I did, they're like,
that's fine.
So because they like they did this, and I'm like, I tried.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. No, it was wild, and then because
you need young women to do that. 40-year-old women are not gonna.
Well, there were a lot of young women, but they were.
No, but no 40-year-old women are gonna flash her.
I think there were some. And
yeah,
it's kind of gross. I saw one. I was like, oh.
Oh, okay. So you saw someone flash her tits?
Yeah.
I was okay.
Like right here, and then she wasn't that attractive, and she wanted to be crowd surf, but no one was gonna. I think it was like the end of the concert, sort of.
Everyone's tired.
Yeah, everyone's like, whew. And then they play like their heaviest songs at the end. And so there's like this mosh pit circle. And I was like looking at it the whole time. I was like, do I go in it? Do I go? And I was like so nervous. And my cousin's like, go. And I was like, and I go. And like, dude, it's like a wave. It's the most scariest, but it's controlled sort of. So like you stand in one spot and then you suddenly fly like 20 feet to the left. Like within 1 second. And then you go.
Because people are pushing.
Not just pushing, like running back and forth and this way and that way. So you're like, whoa, and you're being thrown. It's so intense and you're trying to. So I finally learned how to get like my footing down. So I was like really standing. And then the whole time I was like protecting small people from getting hurt. One person was like, and then like one guy pushed me, and I was like, and he saw like my face, and he's like, "You okay?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, it was like very like nice.
How many non-white people were in the mosh pit?
There was a few Mexicans.
They were lost.
¿Qué pasa? Spanish people love rock music.
Yeah?
They love.
But do they get in the mosh pit?
Yeah.
Okay, because for me, mosh pits is a very...
You think so.
Down with the system, kind of whitey,
It's also... It's not like violent in the sense that they want to cause violence against people.
I don't want
anyone
to ever push me, ever.
Yeah, I know, but it's... You know,
we're going to have a problem.
It felt like a really good... workout. Like I was drenched. I looked at like in like 30 minutes I think I burned like 500 calories or something. I was drenched in sweat.
Your girlfriend didn't come, right?
No, but yeah. She would have. Like what's
it How called? Many women were in the mosh pit?
I don't know. Oh, there was a handful, but the mosh pit was big. There's like levels to the mosh. There's like the middle of the mosh pit
Extreme.
Where it's like, and then there's the outside where it's like like slight pushing, you know?
And the after is like just
yeah, a little tickle. And yeah, and then I went home.
Being
so
a rock
tired.
Star must be so awesome.
Yeah, dude.
And it must be hard though, because he performed, and you probably put on an amazing show.
It was
the singer.
Like a two and a half hour
imagine
show.
He did that yesterday.
Yeah.
He got home, probably I don't know, drank some water, took a nap, woke up, drove to Montreal. Let's do this. There's no,
but they probably because like in front there was like 8 tour buses, so they probably just jump on.
Yeah,
and they go over.
But it's just imagine your voice.
Yeah,
dude, I do 20 minutes. The next day, I'm like, I need to take the week off. I cannot handle anything.
And
I'm tired.
And
I
he's
no
playing
energy.
A guitar too. And he's like,
shape to be to be. I have to get back in shape,
dude.
I have to get back in shape.
And the drummer, everybody,
the drummer too, must be so tiring.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it. It was unreal, like to watch them that close to be like to see all their movements and.
Yeah,
they all almost look like mythical, you know.
They are. It's rock gods, man. That's why they explain. Cool. There's no comedy gods. No one looks at a comedian like when he's on stage performing.
2011, when I saw Louis C.K., I was like, I was like here, and he was like there, and he was amazing.
Yeah,
I felt the love. I was like, people were like, you know how people like are acting to like Shane Gillis now?
They're
like, oh my, that's how Louis was back then. People would go crazy for him.
No, go crazy, yes. But you know, like when you see a rock star and he's performing and playing the guitar, and comedians will never achieve that level of like.
Not.
No one throws panties at Louis C.K. Plus, Louis going like, oh, my life is that everything sucks. My daughter, my children.
Yeah.
Comedian, rock star, they're like, yo, I'm going to be left up left to you with my tongue. Everyone's like, and your brother's like, yeah, jack me off with your guitar. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Like they could, because like a musician can make a song about like one subject, and you can make it like a super sexy song, let's say.
Yeah.
A comedian can't come up with a super sexy joke that is like.
Yeah, we can.
But not
I
like.
I have a super sexy joke.
But it's not like sexy as in like. What do you mean? You have a look that turns people on in the audience?
100%.
What are you talking about? Really?
100%, yeah.
What is
eating
it?
Pussy joke.
Yeah, but that's... It's not... No, I don't... Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Because even comedians told me, like, they go on stage and they're like, anyone else turned on by, like, Amer? Yeah, no. Because I know how to be sexy. I just, it's not funny. I have to play a character being sexy.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
In order. When I say, like, Alberto, like, teaching you how to eat pussy.
Yeah.
It's funny. But at the same time, you know, you lower your voice, you do main eye contact.
But
you're
also like, you're not like being 100% sincere. You're not like, you're not trying to exude the sexiness. You
know?
But the thing is with the music, he has a whole song. It's called I Want to Make It With You. And it's all just a super, the whole song is like, I want to make it with you anytime, anywhere. It's just so, and the whole audience by the end is like,
let's do it. Let's.
Yeah, by the end, it's so like sexy.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we can't beat that. We can't. Plus, they all look cool. Comedians very rarely look cool.
Yeah.
Matt Treiff is probably the hottest comedian right now.
But he's not like cool though.
Yeah, he's cool.
But he doesn't like, you know, like who would be a cool comedian? Like, I guess Chris Rock back in the 90s was cool because he had like a cool look and stuff.
But he can but back in the, he can't beat Prince.
No. But he beats Matt Treiff.
Yeah, he beats Matt Treiff. I would say, yeah, you're right. This would be Will Smith.
That was good.
Even the sounds you make are good. Bart, a very Homer.
Okay, I have nothing else to talk about. I don't know what else. I tried to stretch that out as long as I can.
Oh, I wanted to ask you. Yeah. So you bought a ring for your wife, right? Mm-hmm. Is it a diamond?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a lab created diamond or
it's laboratory.
It's okay, but you know what's crazy is that apparently there's no difference between lab it looks like a real diamond. It's chemically exactly the real diamond, but people they're like this is disgusting.
But which people like which people? Like who says
people they're like no, it's better. Your wife doesn't want a fake diamond. She wants a real diamond, you know?
But is this like propaganda from the diamond industry?
100%.
Oh, okay.
Because they're more rare and, you know, they have the blood of children.
Yeah.
So I thought about it. I think in order to save the lab diamond industry, they need to hire child labor technicians. Like if you get children to work in the labs, you still get the, you know, blood. It's a blood diamond.
Yeah.
But they're blood, you know, technicians.
You give them like at least, give them a good salary and a good daycare.
Yeah, but they're children. They have to be children.
Yeah.
Their tiny hands have to like, I don't know how do you make a diamond, but they have to press the buttons. And look, you don't have to go to the mines. It's a lab. It's a child.
So you go, let's say you go in a mine, right? And you start
that doesn't make
away.
Any sense what I said, but it's okay.
But like, okay, but I'm curious where diamonds come from. Let's say, because I have seen the movie Blood Diamond.
Yes.
I know that movie.
Yes.
And then they chip away in the ground, and then there's a diamond there.
Yes.
That's it?
That's it.
What are you
doing
there?
I have a theory.
Who planted
that? Everything that comes from Africa is slavery, 100%.
Yeah.
You buy anything. Oh, look, this lithium comes from Africa. Horrors. Greatest horrors of humanity.
How is there that much lithium? Like everything is lithium. Like everything ever has lithium in it.
Yeah, they make batteries with lithium. That's all I know.
But how do you? Let's say all of our phones. Like how much of our phones have that metal? Is there a little bit of that metal in the phone?
Yeah, enough.
Tiny bit, or is it like?
Yeah. It's not like 2 kilos of lithium.
So eventually, it's gonna run out.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. It's a thing. Like,
all I know is that everything that comes from Africa for me is a result of horrors of humanity and slavery.
Ebola.
Even if you buy like one day like a shirt. Oh, look, I bought the shirt from Africa. Horror. Just children falling in paint. Dying under. Nothing is unionized. Nothing is just horrors of humanity that went into making a pen that was made in Africa.
Yeah.
Which is not true. It's slightly racist, and I shouldn't be saying this, but that's how I feel on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Remember the movie The Last King of Scotland?
No.
Where it's set in, it's called The Last King of Scotland, but it's set in Africa.
Yeah.
It's with the Hutus and the Tutsis.
Oh, Rwanda.
No, that's Hotel Rwanda. But there's The Last King of Scotland. I think it's about
I think Idris Elba.
Yeah, something like that. And it's with Forest Whitaker.
Yeah. He plays like the president.
Yes, that's a great movie.
I think he plays Idris Elba. Idris Elba? No.
I don't remember his name.
He's like
Abbas Wahab.
Abbas Wahab. No. Idris Elba. Ebola.
Did I watch any movies? Oh, I've been watching this.
I've been watching something. You too. Okay, go ahead. You go first.
Okay. I've been watching this. What's it called? This prison show. It's like this prison documentary. It's the most unhinged, wrong show I've ever seen. It's like the most immoral, the most stupidly thought out. At first, I thought this guy was like, I'm from the university.
What's the synopsis?
Oh, the synopsis is like they just open the gates of a prison and see what happens. They don't even like tell them anything.
Inside or outside?
Inside. No, yeah. Sorry. They open the gates inside of a jail unit because usually the whole system in that jail is they're 23 hours locked in with a cellmate and then they have 1 hour of free time to play like bingo or like cards or whatever, hang out. But then this like guy that runs the prison was like, how about we just keep it open and we have no guards and then we see how they get along.
So no guards, no adult supervision?
No, because the problem is no one wants to become a prison guard. There's none of people doing the jobs. Okay. So they can't have any. So they only have like two guards.
Yeah.
They can't be there the whole time. So
they just open the doors, put a film crew.
Yeah, put a film crew and then just like figure it out. And it's like, exactly what you think. Like people just start getting to fights. They start like creating a hierarchy. And there's one guy that's like supposed to be like the prison Jesus that's supposed to take care of everybody, but everyone's like, screw you. It's an insane show. I don't know. I love it though.
And what's the end? Like, what was the? They went back to like.
No, I can't. I think I'm on the last episode.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. But I don't know. It's worth watching.
Okay. All right. I started watching Shogun.
Is that good? I was gonna start listening to the book.
Oh no, I'm watching the movie. It's not the movie.
The show.
Series. It's very nice. It's mostly in Japanese.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about it. It's very nice. I like it very much. I like watching foreign movies with foreign languages. Mm-hmm. The problem with foreign languages movies is that you can't keep your eye away from the show, because the second you're like, oh, let me just go on my phone,
yeah,
you go back, you're like, I don't know anything
know
that ever happened.
And the dubbing is always terrible. You don't want to hear it.
No, because you want to read the subtitles. I always watch it with subtitles. I remember once.
But is there an English dubber?
No, it's all Japanese.
There's no dubber. Like, can you go on Netflix and be like, I want an English?
I'm not watching. It's not on Netflix.
Oh.
It's on a website.
okay.
That's not on Netflix.
Oh, wow.
So it's... I caught myself once. I like, you know me. I like World War II. Mm-hmm. I was watching... It was like 2 in the morning. You know me. I'm just watching TV on my sofa. And I was watching a documentary about Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a German. It was in German. But it wasn't that interesting. So I just went on my phone. I was like browsing Instagram. And there was Hitler talking on TV. I'm like, man, if someone would look in my window right now, he would just see a Hitler speech.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's chilling.
Know.
Watching a Hitler speech, like, he doesn't know it's a documentary.
He might.
It's just. I'm like, oh yeah, this guy likes to listen to Hitler speeches while he browses reels on Instagram.
Okay.
I'm like, what? I shouldn't do this.
No. Well, people have like, there's the History Channel, and so people know that people like Hitler. Like,
not with this haircut. I have to be careful.
Yeah, I guess.
You remember at the beginning of this podcast, you told me a Jewish man interrupted you to ask you to help you.
Yeah.
No Jewish person will ever.
No.
No. Look at me. I would have like, hey, can I come? Like, no, we're good.
I'm blessed.
Yeah. Yeah, you look more friendlier than me.
Well, it's not, I don't know. Like, if people sneak in, like, say I'm watching, like I watch a lot of, it doesn't make sense, but I watch a lot of these nuclear Holocaust, like, scenarios where it's like hour one, 5 million people dead, hour two. So someone, like, it must be like, is he, like, learn? Like,
no, but it's not the same as just having, you know, sometimes I'll have a podcast playing in the background of my house. Mm-hmm. It looked as if I had Hitler playing in the background of my house.
Oh, the sound was playing and everything.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
So you go, ha, 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 and I'm like, smoking shisha. Just having a little, you know, a Hitler speech in the background.
Hitler time.
A Hitler, really white noise.
yeah, that's good. Really white noise.
Really white noise. Just playing in the background as I. So, yeah, I'm like, all right, that's why I stopped watching two Germany World War II documentaries.
Is there a good Hitler movie? Like, that
is there a good Hitler movie?
I think we talked about it in the car. There was a Hitler movie, like where it's about Hitler's last moments or something.
Yeah, there's one where like all the memes come from.
Yeah. There's that.
He's a guy who played Hitler very well. That's a role that's it. You're stuck.
Yeah.
There's two roles in Hollywood that if you play, good luck getting out of it. Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Who played Jesus?
Jim Caviezel. He's nowhere now.
He played Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and the last movie I saw him in, he plays a guy who...
Huh.
Yeah, The Sound of Freedom.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you're still playing Jesus. it burned in your mind.
He's
like, I have to, every
Jesus.
Role I have to play,
that's funny.
I'm Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I'm either Jesus in the year zero, or I'm Jesus in the year 20 or whatever.
It's funny.
It's always Jesus.
Yeah.
It's funny because I'm like, hey, look at Jesus. Pedophiles.
Yeah. Look at Jesus.
Oh, did I tell you that I was the judge in a rose battle?
Uh-uh.
So fun. It was so nice to just be able to snipe without really being part of the fight.
Did you get to go
be the emperor, go like, yes, no.
Did you get to the point where you were the deciding factor?
Yes.
Oh, that's
the
best.
Yeah.
That's
the
ultimate.
Yeah, and I stayed. There's the comics that were on that I didn't like, but I'm like, no, they did better, so they deserve the win.
Oh, okay.
So it was very neutral,
that's
very
good.
Nice. Got to, you know, get in a couple of jokes here and there, and we're hosting together.
When is that?
In May. Yeah, we'll post in our story.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I think May 5th, I think. Okay. I think that's May, cool. Friday. Friday in May, Gib and I will be judging.
That's cool. Sniping.
Judging a roles battle. Oh. It's so fun.
I think that's way better than
It's at the third floor, guys. Check it out.
Oh, man. Yeah. I remember when I did a roast battle a long time ago in Edinburgh, and it looked so much more fun to be the judges.
Oh, it's the most fun.
Because it was so stressful being on to roast people, and then on the side, they're just like,
I did it once. I did it once. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. I didn't like the feeling. I didn't like writing because I know how to be mean. Mm-hmm. Ask all my ex-girlfriends. No, I know how to be mean. I don't want to be funny and mean. Mm-hmm. So I was funny and mean, but it's just like, because you have to go personal to really, if you want to shogun it and just ching, katana, chung chung.
But is it personal, really personal or is it like, I feel like the ones that get the biggest laughs are the ones that like.
I'm not aiming for laughs. Here's the thing. I'm not aiming for laughs. I'm aiming for your an implosion of your soul.
Yeah.
I want you to really question your identity and your existence, which is not a roast battle. It's like, it's a psychotic destruction of the other human being.
Yeah, they really just want to hear you say you're fat and gay.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
They don't want to hear like your dad self because your mom.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna go. I'm like your dad because he didn't love you. Like, I would just go there. I'd like laugh. You're the reason your life. It's not funny, but it's just like I mean, and I'm lucky. Well, I'm lucky. I don't know if I'm lucky, but I know a lot of secrets. Oh. People share their secrets with me because they know they're locked in forever. So I'm like, if I decide if I'm roasting someone, and
it's more of a school shooting,
and
right?
I'd be like, your secrets are gonna go out.
Wow.
And I can see people's weaknesses, and I don't want to do any of that. It's not funny at all.
Yeah. No.
And the way I see it is that I'm probably gonna lose, but I'm gonna win the war.
Yeah.
the person who I had a roast battle, she doesn't even do comedy anymore. I won the war. I won the war. You cannot beat me.
Oh, I know.
I lost the battle.
Yeah, I do remember.
But I won the war.
I wasn't there, but I remember.
My income comes from comedy mostly, not mostly, but like close to 40% now. I won the war. You can't.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have that feeling towards anyone else. Oh, no. So I'll be the judge and I'll be funny. So yeah, come watch us be judges.
Do jokies. And
well, guys, thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe. Tell a friend. Click the subscribe button below. Come see us live. We have a show this Friday. April 26th at the Atwater Club.
Who's headlining?
Waseem
El Moundir. That's sick.
It's a home run. Get
that's
ready, guys.
Be great.
Come laugh. We have a really good. We have Chad Noonan from Brockville.
Funny
very
guy.
Funny. Marianne, honestly, the best female comedian in the city right now.
Yes.
In my opinion. You have this bozo and I. And I'm forgetting someone and I feel bad. I don't know who the other person is. But, anyways,
John Kochukwe.
John
Kochukwe.
Best t shirts in the industry. So cute and funny. Best belly. Rub his belly, guys. It brings you good luck. And so buy your tickets Friday, Sunday, usual. Good night comedy show at M Hostel. It's rising up, guys. The high season is coming up. So come laugh with some people from Deutschland and Belgium and Nicaragua and Niger.
Niger.
How do you say Niger? Niger. Niger. So come, guys. Come.
Come down, man.
And subscribe. And that's it. I love you, Eugene.
Bye, guys.
Habibi. Bye, brother.
Bye.
Happy Passover, everybody. And happy Eid.